Promise 44. Return to me, says the Lord of hosts, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. Zechariah 1:3. Return to me, says the Lord of hosts, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. Zechariah 1:3. Return to me, says the Lord of hosts, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. Zechariah 1:3. A trio of questions for you. 1. How does a God who never leaves us ever return to us? 2. How does a God who never turns away ever turn back? 3. How does the one whose heavenly, earthly, immanent, spatial, spiritual presence, spiritually, spatially, imminently covers the earth and heavens, seem to reappear? Answers? 1. We perceive his presence once again. 2. We, being attuned, lock eyes with him. 3. By focusing our limited, individual, bodily, fleshly selves through the lens of his spirit, who is one with himself, and yet within us, we link our lives to God himself. So, it is perception, attunement, and Holy Spirit focus that unlocks the glory of today's promise for today's experience. It is for us to take some simple steps to enjoy his ever-present presence, to look in his direction, to commune with him by his very own spirit. Shall we together take those steps today? Shall we? I would say, let's! In a moment, we'll be making our way through 5 separate parts of our human life, returning to him with confession, gratitude, worship, thanksgiving, whatever it means to you today to so return. First, I'll simply read a list of ways he's personally blessed you and me in an area of life, and then on your end, I'd ask that you would then pause the podcast, take a deep breath, and return to him in that part of your life. Again, it may be confession that's needed there, or hearing what I say, you might break out in spontaneous gratitude and worship. But what's important is that, believing this promise, desiring experience of his presence, we bring our focus, attunement, and perceptiveness to the reality of his being beside us, within us, always with us. Here we go. At the level of your basic daily needs, food, water, health, provision, what do you want to say to him? How does your heart move in returning to him there? Again, you can just go ahead and pause the podcast right now and use however long you need. Next, when you think of how he's protected you, how he's kept you safe and taken care of you, how he's guided your life into places of true life, how would you voice your returning? Feel free to pause again. How about the people he's placed in your life? How about family, friends, coworkers? What about the way he's masterfully woven relationships into the fabric of your story? Return to him in that part of your life. And when you think of how he chose you, I mean, how he turned in the midst of the crowd of all humanity, saw you, pointed, and said, "That one, they're mine." What do you want to say to him in his love for you? How have you experienced that expression of his choice of you? Return to him in that wonderful place. And lastly, do you know that he lived for you, died for you, rose for you, ascended for you, sent his Holy Spirit to you? How do you want to return to him when you know that he's already done everything to ensure that you can return to him? How do you respond to his every glorious salvation action? My friends, isn't it truly lovely that in the space of a very few minutes, we have had opportunity to perceive, to attune, to focus by himself upon himself? Isn't it wondrous that on every single day of these little human lives we're living, we can actually link those lives to the very one who is life? Last questions. How has he returned to you today? What have you experienced of him? Perhaps take a few moments to ponder and to close out our time in pondering on that.